Changing economy and aging demographics. That report coming up in about 5 minutes. Partly sunny skies today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A slight chance of rain. The high in the mid-80s. Tonight, a low of 65 degrees with rain possible. Tomorrow, again, a slight chance of showers. The high 85. Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy. The low 65. Partly sunny Wednesday. A chance of rain. The high 85 degrees. 73 in Decatur. 71 in Danville. 74 on Friends Plaza.
This October, come aboard WILL's American History Train. We'll travel in private rail cars restored to their 1950s glory. Our private chef will serve delicious onboard meals as we travel to Boston, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia for stops at historic sites, museums, and battlefields on this 10-day trip. For more information, call 217-333-7300 or visit will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
Suddenly, from behind the clouds...
Director John Ford shot footage of the Battle of Midway during World War II. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Mark Harris, author of Five Came Back, about five celebrated Hollywood directors who volunteered for service to chronicle World War II. Join us.
Weekdays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on AM 580.
NPR's business news starts with China cutting off consultants. The Chinese government is telling state-owned enterprises to end their relationships with American consulting firms. This is according to the Financial Times. The move will hit major firms like McKinsey & Company and the Boston Consulting Group. The decision comes just days after the United States charged five Chinese military officers with hacking American companies. The FT quotes senior government officials as saying China fears the consulting companies may be providing Chinese trade secrets to the United States.
A 14,000-acre wildfire near Flagstaff, Arizona, continues to rage this morning. Residents there are calling for the local forest to be closed off to campers. But officials are resisting, arguing that the town's economy relies on holiday tourism. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports.
At a recent community meeting, residents of Kachina Village, a Flagstaff neighborhood, fill a middle school auditorium to voice their frustration with forest officials. Several people, including Anna Novak, plead with the authorities to close off the forest to campers. Campers are still allowed to have fires in designated areas, even though the slide fire was thought to be caused by humans. After the meeting, Anna Novak sits down with the supervisor of the Coconino National Forest.
But people ignore rules all the time. And when they come out, they're camping in the forest. They don't realize it's our backyard.
Forest official Scott Russell explains they are monitoring the forest and the fire's behavior, and conditions haven't reached the threshold for closing. And he says closing the forest would have economic impacts on loggers and others who work there.
And so all that is a tremendous burden on people whose lives are intertwined with the national forest. And so it's that balance that we're trying to strike.
More than 1,200 firefighters are working to contain the slide fire. It remains the number one priority in the Southwest. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
And now we go to Missouri, where roughly 7.5 million people visit the tourist town of Branson every year. They mostly come to listen to country music, visit the theme park, and take in many other events that go on in Branson every year. But Branson is facing pressures from a changing economy and changing demographics. From member station KSMU, Scott Harvey reports.
Right down this way, guys. Good to have y'all.
Joe Tinoco escorts guests to their seats inside Hamner's Variety Theater, home to the Magnificent Seven Variety Show, where seven performers sing and dance to songs from the past seven decades.
200 costume changes, so it's just a super high-energy, fast-moving show. And just it travels around every decade. Something for everybody, basically.
Despite its popularity, the show had its financial struggles during the recession. Those were played out in a just-released documentary, We Always Lie to Strangers, a 5-year behind-the-scenes look at Branson. Here, Tinoco has to lay off one of his cast members.
You guys wanted an answer tonight, and of course, it's going to be you. We wish to God that we were doing better and we could keep a full cast. That's the bottom line.
Just down the street, there's AJ's one-stop convenience store. They've cut staff, too.
5 to 7 years ago, you would see, this time of year, that whole road, you see that filled with buses, along with down the road filled with buses.
That's Amy Williams. She's the manager.
The buses aren't coming here anymore. They're going other places because we don't offer the things that other places do.
She'd like to see the city bring in more big-name performers and legalize gambling. But some of the leaders of this Ozarks tourist town of over 10,000 say they are already diversifying, bringing in music from Motown to pop rock. And it's not just music. Branson has lakes, shopping centers, shows like Acrobats of China, and an upcoming PGA golf tournament. And there's Silver Dollar City, an 1880s theme park. Recently, it invested $10 million in a wooden roller coaster. Jake Gibler and his wife brought their three children from Kansas City.
On the way over, I was actually telling my wife they've made it to where you can be 2 years old or you can be 99. And it's got all you need for a great experience.
Yet numbers provided by the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce show nearly 4 out of 5 visitors are baby boomers or older. That worries Missouri State University economics professor Dr. David Mitchell.
People have this annoying habit of dying off.
While he forecasts the city's tourism will grow over the next few years, Mitchell is worried about the 20-year projection. And he has another concern. Southwest Airlines, citing insufficient demand, is leaving Branson Airport in June. For Mitchell, it's a sign of why the city needs to diversify its offerings so that Branson can become more than just a regional draw.
People are getting in their cars and saying, let's drive to Branson, but people are not getting on a plane and saying, let's fly to Branson.
Back inside Hamner's Theater, the Magnificent Seven's Joe Tinoco says he's happy with the diversity of shows and events. Tinoco adds that he hopes the city's core values can continue to drive tourism, noting his love for patriotic music.
You know, supporting our vets, supporting our country, supporting the Lord, you know what I mean? And passing that on, I think that's huge for this town.
For now, that type of entertainment still resonates with current Branson visitors and will be a hot ticket item as the tourism season gets into full swing this Memorial Day weekend. For NPR News, I'm Scott Harvey.
And today's last word in business is you don't need Big Brother to watch you. Facebook will help you monitor yourself.
True story, Facebook is expected to release a new feature in the next few weeks.
Using the microphones inside smartphones, the Facebook app will be able to pick up on the music you're listening to and the TV shows you're watching. If you like, you can publish this information so your friends and internet stalkers can know just how you are passing your time.
Facebook says this feature can be turned off.
Good.
So that you can secretly enjoy that binge-watching session of Law & Order.
Or maybe Scandal.
Reruns of Matlock!
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people binge-listen to Morning Edition, who knows?
That's not something to keep that private.
Good point.
That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Brigham and Women's Hospital, leading a study on early Alzheimer's treatment to prevent memory loss before it begins. BrighamandWomens.org/Alzheimer. From Spago, featuring the zero gravity recliner with massage. Information at svago.com or at 844-MY-SPAGO. And from America's Natural Gas. Learn how UPS is reducing emissions in communities with their growing fleet of natural gas vehicles. ThinkAboutIt.org. This is NPR.
Nearly 40 years ago, Army Sergeant First Class Melvin Morris was serving in Vietnam when his unit came under attack.
I went down. I'm left now by myself. And I decided I had to fight for my life.
His comrades always recognized Sergeant Morris's valor, but now the rest of the country does too. We'll hear this story next time on Tell Me More.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. on AM 580.
Partly sunny skies in the region today. A slight chance of showers this afternoon. The high 85. Mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low 65. Rain possible tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s and a slight chance of rain tomorrow night. The low 65. 71 in Danville, 73 in Decatur, 75 on Friends Plaza. Morning Edition continues. This is WILL AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.
Good morning. A billionaire chocolate maker is the projected winner of Ukraine's presidential election. The big question is still what Russia does next. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. In pro-Russian parts of eastern Ukraine, tensions kept many polling stations closed. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Egypt is holding its election today. We'll try to understand why, 3 years after ousting military dictator Hosni Mubarak, Egyptians are turning again to a military man. Also this hour, right-wing parties have won many seats in Europe's parliament, including the UK Independence Party. And as the Pope wraps up his visit to the Middle East, the Israeli and Palestinian presidents got an unexpected invitation. It is Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th. Singer Stevie Nicks turns 66 years old. And the news is coming up next.